Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
Now, you might not think of gang violence as a mental health problem, but our next story will make you think again. It takes us to Oakland, where so far this year, there have been about 100 people murdered. Homicide, of course, is a crime, but advocates believe at the core of urban street violence are a whole host of mental health issues, including the inability to deal with grief. April Demboski explains.
Almost 100 people gathered at St. Augustine's Church in Oakland this month for an annual memorial honoring those who died as a result of violence. Families came to pray and light candles in memory of sons, fathers, sisters, uncles.
Orlando Hurley, Daryl Davis, Lamar Whitehead.
It's an important grieving ritual for many people, but some churches, not all, have been struggling to get young people through the door.
We have churches that don't want our teenagers in them.
Millie Burns runs the Crisis Response and Support Network at Catholic Charities in Oakland.
They don't understand the aggressive behavior. You know, why do fights break out? Why do good kids pick up guns?
Burns says the elders don't understand that the anger and retaliation are expressions of unprocessed grief and trauma.
A lot of people disregard the collective emotion of youth. We forget that there are emotions that need to be dealt with.
That's 21-year-old Tracy Inskip. She went to Castlemont High School in East Oakland.
Since the beginning of high school, I've always had friends being murdered due to gun violence.
Then last year, her father died. She says she didn't see a lot of examples of healthy grieving.
I feel like my parents, they buried their grief in drugs and alcohol. And I've been a victim of the same thing. And we've been desensitizing ourselves, numbing ourselves to reality with drugs, the usage, and our abusing drugs and alcohol.
Adolescent therapist Sue Ann Martin says the trauma in Oakland stretches over generations. When kids see their parents and grandparents stuck in their own grief, they don't feel like they can release theirs.
They're internalizing their experience. They're not talking about it because they feel like, this is going to create more problems in my family. I already know that my mom is dealing with this, with so-and-so.
Inskip saw Martin walking through the hallways of Castlemont High when she was 14. She heard from a friend that Martin was a therapist and would see students for free at the Youth Uprising Arts and Health Center next to the school.
And I was like, wow, so there's someone who could mentally help me deal with the grief, help me deal with what I'm going through, help me make the right choices. After my father passed away, I was able to cry in her office. She allowed me to cry my eyes out, and she didn't judge me.
It's a different story with young men. There's much more stigma around opening up or asking for help. Rashad Lee was 28 when his younger brother was killed on a basketball court in Oakland.
When I was going through my death or whatever, like, or everyone that was helping was all women. And then I didn't want to let my guards down, like, are you, like, weak?
Now Lee works with the Gaddafi Foundation in Oakland. The group goes to crime scenes and people's homes to help families after a death. They also host an annual basketball tournament called Shoot Hoops, Not Guns. They found that young men often respond more to physical activity than talk therapy.
So to have another man come to them outside of family to connect with them is like a real powerful thing. So a lot of them loosen up from there.
Sue Ann Martin uses art to sidestep the stigma around mental health services. She offers workshops in painting skateboards and murals to get young men into the clinic.
If you think about trauma, it's not a verbal sometimes. It's more of a sensory experience. It's about visual. It's about auditory. It's about a smell. So like hip-hop theater, dance, spoken word, music, rap, singing. So all of those are ways to get them in the door and say, you know, you can deal with some of these issues, but we can deal it in a way where it's not so direct.
For Tracy Inskip, it was turf dancing. The street dance originated in Oakland, where youth organized dance battles to release tensions and frustrations.
And dealing with rage and dealing with issues and problems, dancing, it was like, it was gone. I was diminishing things, and so were my friends, and so were other youth. So we were all doing it together, so it was even more powerful to be able to deal with grief that way.
Inskip is now in college at San Francisco State University, studying radio broadcasting. She teaches dance classes to young people in her spare time. For Health Dialogues, I'm April Demboski.